The mammoth stretched its serpentine trunk toward Flash Meridian, and the saber-toothed tiger licked its chops and crouched. What could he do? He would not be able to outrun them, and so he backed up against a tree and pulled the pelt tighter around his body. They might see him as one of them. It seemed more likely, however, that they were the ones who had devoured the flesh of the animal whose skin he now wore. Well, the tiger, anyway. That was not such a pleasant thought. The only thing he felt confident about was that he would not freeze to death. The mammoth snorted and trumpeted a short, echoing blast into the air. Flash closed his eyes, awaiting the inevitable. He felt a burst of hot air in his face and turned his head away. His eyes were still closed. He became aware of a deep tone, a rumbling, humming sound so deep that he and the tree he leaned against seemed to vibrate. The sound was so deep he couldn't be sure if he actually heard it audibly, but he was very aware of it. He then felt a blow to his chest, a punch that was, thankfully, softened by the pelt and his heavy clothing. He opened his eyes. The mammoth poked him again. The tip of its trunk was like a finger. For the first time, Flash noticed the scale of the animal. It must have been a dwarf, about the size of a small cow. It was shorter than him and covered with a long protective coat that cascaded in knotting cords to the ground. Its ivory tusks reached out toward him, curving dramatically. Another rumbling sound began. This one was clearly audible. The growling came from the great cat as it approached him. Once again, Flash closed his eyes and prepared for the worst. He had never before considered that he would meet his ends by the fangs of a saber-toothed tiger. What a way to go. It was a shame that no one would know. The growling grew louder, and Flash nearly lost his balance when the beast pushed against him. He opened his eyes again and saw that the huge feline. Head rub against the black pelt, purring. Instinctively, he reached out and petted the animal, digging his fingers into the heavy orange and brown coat as though it were an enormous house cat. "Hey, boy," he cooed, afraid that the friendliness might be short-lived. It paced back and forth, rubbing itself against Flash, who was constantly amazed at the wonderful things he was privileged to see.